Scout is an inventor, an explorer, a dreamer, and Scout was eager to start the day. But we all need our breakfast. After breakfast, Scout conducted final tune-ups on Beatty the Space Shuttle. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And up they went. There they were in the great outer space, ready to explore the zoo among the stars. Scout and Beatty visited Mercury first, the smallest of the planets. Venus shined on them brightly as they passed by. She was just as beautiful as everyone had said. Earth, their home, was third from the sun. She looked rather tickled, probably because of everyone walking about on her belly. Scout smiled at Little Red Mars, and Little Red Mars smiled right back. Jupiter was ginormous, but Scout and Beatty weren't afraid. Saturn twirled on his rings and welcomed them with glee, while Uranus glowed blue-green against the twinkling stars. They flew past Neptune towards a cluster of tiny specks in the distance, the Kuiper Belt. Then suddenly, crash, gathunk, fizz, they stopped. Peering down at the hundreds of flashing buttons, Scout read a dial in the center of Beatty's control desk. E-M-P-T-Y. Empty! The spare rocket fuel was still sitting in Scout's backyard. Scout called out into the cold night sky. Hello? My name is Scout. Can you please help us? And one of the shivering tiny specks called back. Hi, my name is P-P-P-Pluto. But before the freezing dwarf planet could say anything more, achoo! Pluto's sneeze sent them flying all the way back through the solar system until they drifted back to Earth and landed gently in Scout's backyard. Scout is an inventor, an explorer, a dreamer, and a doer. But it had been a busy day and we all need our sleep.